Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's talk about the power play quickly, because it's atrocious. That 5-on-3, elongated 5-on-3, Scott, you wrote about it in detail. Far too stationary, far too away from the net. Like, when you have a 5-on-3 in particular, the top of the umbrella personnel, you cave in to the top of the circles. You close that gap. And Charlie McAvoy, point blank, I believe, in my opinion, his lease should be up. I've seen enough through 10 games so far, in addition to just not really being able to be that guy in the past. His decision-making is far too slow. He's not a shot-first guy, and he's also just overthinking things. I know him being a righty at the top of the umbrella is a deviation from Torey Krug as a lefty over the years, and that's an easier play to make for a lefty to feed Pastrnak in the one-time position. But for me, the power play troubles, fairly or unfairly, in my opinion, are starting and ending with Charlie McAvoy. And I mean, are we just going to keep giving him games to get going here? And as I mentioned earlier, 0 points in his last 8 games. So 5-on-5, he's not producing anything. And where's the bite from Charlie McAvoy? How many whistles are there going to be around the Bruins net where an opposing forward kind of goes in, lets his presence be known, and then McAvoy just kind of avoids confrontation and maybe hugs him, asks how his summer was? Like, that's not the Charlie McAvoy that Bruins fans fell in love with, and it's not the player that got him to the level that he's at. So I'm not sure what's going on with him and David Pastrnak in particular as the next leaders of this Boston Bruins team, because I haven't loved their energy or play away from pucks or their snarl at all this year. And they need to pick it up, because Brad Marchand's still around, but they're the next wave of leadership. And I think it's fair to have questions right now that this team has enough leadership beyond Brad Marchand. And that's not really me hyper-focusing on 10 games this year. Maybe a little bit it is, and maybe that's unfair, but, you know, I just haven't loved what I've seen out of their leaders that are now. I mean, David Pastrnak's in his 11th season, 10th, 11th season. Charlie McAvoy has been around since 2017. They're not kids anymore.
Yeah, and to your point, Brian, I think that we're used to seeing a Bruins team that has more leadership throughout the lineup. Like, obviously, 2 years ago, they were full of leaders with Bergeron and Krejci and Foligno, and they had guys up and down the lineup with experience, and that they could lead on the bench as well. I mean, even when they had Pat Maroon last year during the playoffs, he was somebody that was vocal on the bench. Maybe they do need more voices that are leaders on the team. So I guess that's a good thing to bring up, because they really – those guys have since left the team, either because of retirement or they left in free agency or a trade. But to your point about McAvoy on the power play, I agree with you. The 5-on-3, he had this – the one shot that he tried to get off, he kind of whiffed on it, and it didn't go anywhere, and I believe it got cleared the other way. And I think that at the point – he isn't moving the puck fast enough. But I also think that guys are not rotating their positions enough either. Like, guys are just standing on the flanks the whole power play and not necessarily cycling to the point or like moving themselves to a different spot on the ice to try to open passing or shooting lanes. So there's just not, it's not even just puck movement. It's all movement on the power play needs to be better. It needs to be more confusing. There's going to be a guy that gets lost in coverage because obviously there's only four guys out there. So somebody's going to be open if you can move, if you can get the defenders moving around, especially on a 5-on-3, which it felt like that was a good opportunity for them to kind of get the monkey off their back on the power play. And instead it's like shot block after shot block after shot block, and they're not able to do much with it. So I don't want to harp too much on just the 5-on-3 because it's the power play overall hasn't looked good. And McAvoy also made a bad decision when there was the extra attacker, which is kind of a de facto power play because you got an extra guy on the ice for you there. And he ends up turning it over, trying to get the puck out through the neutral zone, and it ends up in the Bruins' empty net.
Yeah, I mean, with McAvoy running the power play, yeah, like it just seems like the same issues over and over again. And we said it before the season, like it's the one part of his game that he continues to not really master, continues to struggle with. And it feels like it's gotten even worse this year. And like, that's maybe a little bit of small sample size, but I mean, they're 2-for-20 over the last 5 games. Yeah, it's just, and the lack of body movement has been one of my sticking points with the Jim Montgomery power play, like most of the time he's been here, because he will always cite the need for more puck movement, for faster puck movement. And I remember, and this was like probably a year and a half or 2 years ago, I remember asking about more body movement, about guys moving around more. And he straight up said, like, well, puck movement is more important than bodies moving. And it's like, that's probably true, but that doesn't mean you can't do both. Like, you still need both. And I just think this power play, just 5-on-3 or 5-on-4, just gets so set and like everyone just kind of digging into their spot and then not moving. And it's like, how is that? Like, how do you expect a passing or shooting lane to open up when the penalty killers can all just stand in the same spot and like key in on exactly what you're doing? They know where everyone is all the time because they're not moving. Like, nothing's going to surprise them. So like, yeah, you can pass as quickly as you want and as crisply as you want, which they're not doing that either. But it's still not going to matter if you're not spreading the killers out. I would absolutely change personnel. Like, I'm with Brian there. Like, there's doesn't mean you can't go back to it at some point, but there would be no more leash for me right now.
Just to quickly hit on something you just said, Scott, about players moving. Like, if you think back to the Cassidy or the power play under Cassidy, and maybe even before that, there were plenty of times where you saw the defenseman down low in the zone. Like, he would, at some point, everybody would cycle to the point where somebody like McAvoy or Krug would be down low. Like, they would end up down there. There would be some like give and go that and ended up with a defenseman at the net or near the net and moving through the zone. Whereas I feel like right now, McAvoy, you almost exclusively see him right at the top of the umbrella. And that there's just not a lot of full movement with where he can interchange, which, by the way, in the past, like when he's driven the net, when he's had some give and go chances, he's pretty good at generating and scoring in those situations. And Krug used to be another guy that would do that. But and I'm not talking about the Chara net front on the power play, but you know, there are just other ways that the defenseman can work their way around the zone, as long as somebody comes and fills that point spot, that they could move around, and McAvoy kind of tends to stay right up at the top. And the Bruins do have personnel that they can move into that spot. I don't want to, Scott, I'm sorry I cut you off, but I did want to mention that.
Yeah, well, that actually leads into what I was going to say. So I'll cite Ty Anderson, who had the numbers here, but he tweeted, last 3 years, Bruins with Pastrnak, McAvoy, Marchand on the power play, 45 goals in 376 minutes. Swap in Hampus Lindholm for McAvoy, it's 27 goals in 103 minutes. So more than half as many goals in less than a third of the time. Like, just statistically, it's been a more productive power play when Hampus Lindholm is running. And you also have Mason Lauri as an option. So I would try either one of those. You know, again, like, I'm not saying that solves everything. And I don't know if neither one of those guys is Torrey Krug. Like, that's another thing we're realizing is we knew at the time, like, Torrey Krug is elite at running a power play. And I think you're just constantly being reminded of it every year since, where it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's actually not that easy to find someone who is like a true power play quarterback master.
Well, more teams than not, though, I would say in the NHL have that stylistic defenseman that can do it, whether it's a smaller, shiftier defenseman that just moves the puck quick, or somebody who's a little bit more size. But your sentiment is correct, Scott, in the sense the Bruins just don't have it, and we took for granted when they did have it, or at least I did. And whether it's Charlie McAvoy or somebody else, but I'll stick to McAvoy because, Bridget, you mentioned he's just kind of stationary at the top of the umbrella, not really doing anything. Not only is he stationary, but his weight is going towards his own net. He's on his heels. He's not playing on his toes. And as a defenseman or anybody quarterbacking the power play, you have to play on your toes with an attack mentality. You want to not backpedal away from the PKers. You want to attack them. And the biggest problem with McAvoy is not only does he not do that, but he needs to adopt a shot first mentality so that opposing goalies and penalty killers believe him when he has the puck that he could shoot. When they believe that you can shoot because you've done it, now passing lanes open. Right now, penalty killers in the box and the goaltender, they see McAvoy with the puck at the top of the umbrella. They honestly know that puck's not getting through because he's not shooting it. He's indecisive, and he's going to defer when he gets rattled. Oh, what do I do? Well, I'll give it to David for a second. You know what I mean? Like, he defers and gives it to Pastrnak, but Pastrnak's not in a shooting lane or he's not really in a shooting position because McAvoy didn't really set up the play. What Torrey Krug mastered in was quick, decisive decision-making, whether it was a shot or a pass. He also was very deceptive with his head fakes, his head movements, fake shots, all these things. But what I'm learning, and maybe shame on me for not realizing it earlier, because McAvoy has a ton of tools and pure talent, but he certainly, it doesn't come natural to him, at least in the power play, to just make those quick decisions. It's not who he is. And insert Lindholm or Mac or Lauri.
Yeah, I think Lindholm is probably a quicker, more decisive puck mover. I think Lauri is more willing to jump into plays, like I was mentioning before. He's more likely to try something a little bit shifty with a fake shot or driving towards the net or trying to do things a little bit more himself. And, you know, he has a more of an offensive mindset. So I think that both of those guys who, once again, they're not going to be as good at it as Krug. Maybe at some point, Lauri, you know, gets better at it. Not that he's not good at it now, but obviously he's still pretty early in his career. He could add some tools to his toolkit as well. But I think the numbers show Lindholm is a good option there. And I think that you're at the point where it could be your job if your power play just continues to be like this. If you're Monty, it's like, okay, well, you didn't try everything and you're not trying something new when it's not working. Well, then that's on you as the coaches to make the moves if you see something not working. And it looks like the McAvoy being up there right now isn't working. That would be the easy change to make because you have guys that you could put there. It's not like it's a team full of guys you wouldn't trust to move the puck up there, and it's time to try something different.
Can I offer a suggestion and see what you guys think about this as well? Regardless of who's at the quarterback position on the power play, one thing I would like to see, and it can interchange on a power play where there's, because as you guys have pointed out, there should be movement, right? I would like to see Pastrnak and Marchand on their strong sides more on end zone opportunities, because if you look back at some film on the power play that used to be ran by Tory Krug, you had Bergeron on the bumper, you had Marchand, Pastrnak, and then, you know, they'd have a net front guy, oftentimes DeBrusk, Heinen, you know, whomever. You would see Marchand swing on his forehand side on that half wall, and Krug would find him in motion, right? They would time it together. They'd be in sync. And he would find him in motion. Marchand would lift that leg like he was going to snap a shot off. And oftentimes he'd try to find Bergeron in the bumper for a tip or Pastrnak backdoor or DeBrusk or something like that. I understand the want and desire for Pastrnak to be on his offside there. And he was on his offside a lot in the time that I'm speaking of, but they would switch it here and there.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I also think Pastrnak, as good of a goal scorer as he is, he's as good of a playmaker. Get him on his strong side. Let him see the ice more and get him away from that one-time opportunity, which you can go to over the course of 2 minutes, but switch it up. And I also don't love Marchand on his offside. He's not a one-time threat, and he's just too stationary. Get him on his forehand side. If that means getting him off that unit, I don't know. But he needs to be on his forehand side, his strong side, more on the end zone looks. And that could just come from him and Pastrnak. Just if things are getting stale, they got to look at each other and, hey, let's do a quick little rotation here. Instead, they're just sitting there waiting for one-timers like they're the Harlem Globetrotters. They're not. They're the opposite. Like I don't care who you are, Connor McDavid, you know, doesn't matter. You have to move without the puck to create opportunities.
Yeah, it could get them looking and moving downhill more. Whereas right now, it's like they're on their offsides, they're getting the puck, and the first place their eyes are going are back to McAvoy at the point. Get it. If you're on your strong side, you're looking downhill and your eyes are on the net, and ideally you're moving towards the net. And then look, like, just throw it to the front for something greasy, you know, like, especially if you keep Brazeau on that unit, like, he's going to be there at the net front. So yeah, when they put Brazeau out there in the third period with that top unit, someone sarcastically tweeted at me, like, a lot of good that change did. And I was like, they attempted two shots and neither of them got to the net. Like, net front guy can't do anything if the puck's not getting there. Mm-hmm. Get pucks to that area.
And retrieve them. You have an extra guy. You shouldn't be losing loose puck battles.
Bridget, you mentioned how this reflects on Montgomery, like if he doesn't change things up. And I would add to it too, like, it's especially damning because the power play is his responsibility. Him and Chris Kelly are the two coaches who run it and have run it. You know, they're the ones who ran it last year when it struggled throughout the second half of the season. And now they're the ones overseeing it as it struggles out of the gate this year. Montgomery's done good work with power plays in the past. St. Louis has took a huge step forward when he was put in charge of it. So it's not like he can't do it. It's not like he doesn't have ideas, but it seems like he doesn't have ideas for this group to change things up. And I do just think there's, like, in general, just too much reluctance to take one or two of your stars, one or two of your captains off it. Like, I get it. That is a hard thing to do, and that's an uncomfortable situation for a coach to go up to Charlie McAvoy and say, hey, we're demoting you to the second unit, or Brad Marchand. Obviously, you're not going to demote Pastrnak, nor should you. But at some point, like, you have to, because if if we think Montgomery is on the hot seat, or is at least on a seat that's getting warmer, that would be one of the things that Don Sweeney would look at and be like, hey, you're the power play guy, and like this power play keeps sucking. So, yeah, like you got to do something.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.